Darnell, what do you make of that game? I mean, you guys scored three unanswered, and then the Jets claw back, and then who else but Hyman in the overtime period? What does that game kind of say about this group?
Yeah, no, it was a hard game, I think, from start to finish. And you know, obviously, their team that's up there in the standings have won a lot of games, especially here on OMA. So for us, it was a good, you know, we stuck to it. I think, obviously, we have the lead there in the third, and you want to maintain that. But we found some resolve and a way to win in OT.
How special is it to have a character like Zach Hyman in this dressing room?
Yeah, obviously, his play on the ice speaks for itself. But in the locker room, just such a good guy. Cares about each and every person in here, and brings such a positive attitude and a lot of work to our group. So he's great to have our team.
Tell me about the process when you get a call like that. That everyone knows, it turns out, is the wrong call by the time they drop the puck. To not let that make you play worse or lose your focus.
I thought we did a good job. I mean, like, you know, we were losing it on the bench, obviously, for a little bit there, but we were able to collect ourselves and just play, and I think it gave us a little motivation that we wanted to kill it off, knowing that you know, we shouldn't have been out there killing, but at the same time, those are, you know, bang bang plays that happen throughout the course of the season, and as a PK and as a team, no matter when it happens, you gotta be able to go out there and get it done.
What did Corey Perry say to you after your fight in the box there?
I don't even remember. I was kind of catching my breath. No, I think you said just say good job. Yeah, that was all.
One of those games, a pretty physical game. We go through a lot of regular season games where there's sometimes not a ton of physicality, and then all of a sudden tonight there was quite a lot. How come, do you think?
You know, it's two teams gearing up for what's hopefully a long long end of the season here. So obviously, I think every time that we play against Winnipeg, there's a certain level of physicality that comes out, and they're a team that plays hard, and you got to come and match that, compete and effort when you come play.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.